This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Denver cellist, pianist, and singer Ian Cook has gotten national acclaim for his music. And he's shared the stage with artists like Devotchka, The Flaming Lips, and the Dresden Dolls. Well, 4 years after releasing his debut album, Cook's just now out with his second CD called Fortitude. This is the title track.
Keep the moves you know you need to make to get the leaves to grow so we can breathe. Don't want the round to break. The life to live's a kind in way. You're giving what you get. Filled with color, it labors food to the brim.
Ian, thanks for being with us.
Of course, thank you.
Well, compared to your first album, which is called The Fall I Fell,
yes,
this new one has a lot more going on, like different instruments and different textures. I just wonder if the 4 years gave you time to just layer more.
Yeah, definitely gave me a chance to make a good list of my influences and what I like about my favorite music and how I can steal the tricks and apply that stuff to my own songs. A lot of it actually was sort of figured out as we recorded, and it's funny how much of the way a song ends up is from in studio last minute decision making.
Saddle our beloved cats to cordless windows, bad as cumulus clouds collect and tower in.
It's a tune called The Kingdom from Ian Cook. And Ian, there's a word in there. What is the word?
Quetzalcoatlus.
Quetzalcoatlus, which I had to look up, but that is a kind of flying dinosaur.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The largest pterosaur that ever lived, as far as we know, in the late Cretaceous.
Now, when I hear that song especially, I can't help but think of Queen.
Yeah.
And Freddie Mercury. Are they an influence?
Definitely, yeah. I listen to Queen pretty regularly and have for a long time.
You know, and like Queen, a single one of your songs will go so many different places. It'll be soft and mellow at one point and then explode into this kind of rock ballad.
Uh-huh.
It occurs to me that you do that vocally.
Yeah.
Your voice goes up, it goes down. It's kind of torqued and twisted at times. Do you leave the stage vocally tired, like you have gotten a workout?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. I definitely feel often like I try to sing things I should not.
What do you mean should not? Like that are out of your range?
Yeah, there are high notes that I really want to get, but singing them hurts a little bit. And I feel like the power of the mind is strong, and I can get what I need to out of my voice.
There is no preventing the happening. I'm not ready for, but that's the lay of the land. And furthermore,
now, there are other musicians playing with you on the CD, but when you're on stage, you're usually alone, right?
Right, yeah.
But how do you achieve the sound you do playing with no other musicians on stage?
I've got this amazing little loop pedal, and I feel so lucky to live in the time that I do where this technology is available, and I can accompany myself.
Well, we've actually got this set up in our performance studio,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if we can go down there and you can demonstrate this.
Yeah, sure.
So my loop pedal has two pedals on it. One starts the recording,
and the other one stops it. I'll start with the bass line typically. So now the pedal is playing it back, and I've stopped playing my cello, and I can just start up adding other layers. So then I can hit the stop pedal like that, and that's kind of the gist of it.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and Ian Cook's with us. His new CD is called Fortitude. And Ian, on this album, sings. He plays cello. He also plays piano, which is kind of a new addition.
Yeah, there was a little bit of piano on the first album, but this one is definitely, it's about half and half piano-based songs and cello-based songs.
One of the tracks that stands out is Cassowary and Fruit Bat.
Yeah.
It's a love song about a flying mammal.
Yes.
And a flightless bird.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea for that?
I was at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, a place I like to frequent. And one of my favorite animal diorama has always been the cassowary and fruit bat. And I never thought about writing a song about it until I was definitely inspired by Joanna Newsom's song Monkey and Bear.
Joanna Newsom is the harpist, singer-songwriter.
Right. Yeah, I've always loved fables, the idea of animals with human emotions and human qualities. So, and cassowary is just such a cool sounding word too. And I had a song that I was messing with at the time after a recent visit to the museum, and was thinking about that word and those two animals, and just sort of fit it into the very first melody in the song. The cassowary saw the fruit bat fly.
A cassowary, by the way, is an ostrich-like creature. I think it's only in Australia, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Australia and Tasmania.
And of course, there's the tension, the torture of an animal that can fly, falling in love with one that can't, I guess.
Yes. And that's sort of where the story of the song panned out for me. And, this is the perfect opportunity for the fruit bat who is in love with this bird who can't fly. You know, if he can give her the gift of flight, then, you know, maybe he's got a chance with her. So he builds her a pair of wings designed after his own.
Bat got his wings wet, slapped them in the dirt. It was dry and it hurt a bit, but then he had a pattern he could work with. Laying down the branches where the bones grow, all the while scaling the proportions, so he would know the wings would be sufficient to support the heavy nine-stone body of the owner of his heart in flight. Banana leaves are similar to leather, so he sewed the box together to the branches so clever. He made them just right, and then he brought them to her. As soon as she saw them, she knew exactly what they were. If love can be placed.
Well, I would like to wrap up with a song that seems really personal. It's called American Girl.
Okay. American Girl is a sort of leftover song from the Fall I Fell batch. And
this is the previous album.
The first album. And all the songs sort of address or are about this one person. And the reason for it is, my chances for love would be better if I were a girl, particularly American. I don't really know why, but that's the lyric that just sort of happened.
And
I don't know.
And the idea is that love would be easier if you were a girl versus a gay man?
Versus a gay guy, yeah.
Yeah. Why would that be easier?
I guess in hindsight, it wouldn't really, but when you're gay, your, available potential mates are a lot fewer. There's, 1 in 10 or something, I think.
The odds would just be better,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, I'd have better chances, or this person specifically who I wrote the song for would, then I'd have a shot.
In what is referred to as the grand scheme of things, I probably should have been a nice American girl. I must have been standing with the phone on my chest for 2 hours, thinking that you were listening to my heart love you and beat.
Ian Cook, thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
Ian Cook's new album is called Fortitude. His CD release party is December 16th at Curious Theater in Denver. In the meantime, you can hear live versions of some of the new tracks recorded in our performance studio at cpr.org.
You're talking to me anytime and without bothering you. I saw the Western Court, I couldn't say what to do.